Welcome to Wingardium Gamesioso,
the newest podcast where we're going to talk about video games and sci-fi and fantasy and what else?
Pokemon and Naruto.
Unfortunately, that's probably true. I'm Mike.
I'm Tom.
And this is Wingardium Gamesioso. Today, we're talking about Overwatch.
One of our favorite... our favorite game. We play it every night.
Back and forth, we take turns. I play a game, Tom plays a game, and this way we are a combined, level 56 right now.
I am gonna try and get us to level 57, because there is nothing more that I like doing than opening loot boxes.
You are loot box obsessed. You do like a good loot box. And then you get disappointed when it's a spray or a voice line for, Torborg. Who cares about Torborg? He's ridiculous.
I mean, I can admit I have died many a time to one of Torbjorn's turrets, but I do agree with you. Go to the gym, get abs, get a better gun, and do it yourself, you lazy weirdo.
I couldn't have said any better myself. Though it's funny you're going to tell Torborg to go to the gym and get abs. Your favorite main is Roadhog. And he's not the picture of health either, is he?
But he's a tank. Make Torbjorn taken, and I won't have any problem with him.
Well, unfortunately, we don't make those decisions. Blizzard Entertainment does. But tonight, what are we talking about? What's first on our list, Tom?
He has made a mental note, and I have actually done notes on questions we want to ask about the game. You want to go first?
You can go first. You have your list. Where's your list?
Over here. Okay. I was going to do one about Genji first, since that's the first one I wrote down, but this one is really bothering me, so I'm going to do this one first. Why is Soldier 76 the only one who knows how to sprint?
That's a good point. Though you made a good point earlier today when we were getting ready for this podcast and we were looking at healers, which is going to be another segment we do. Lucio's pretty fast. There's actually a bunch of fast characters.
Yes, but I wouldn't have a problem if we place Lucio's ability, one of his abilities, and make him able to sprint. And I don't even care if it's an actual ability like Soldier 76. Make it, give Torbjorn, a natural ability to sprint.
I don't think they possibly can make Torbjorn sprint. I think the physics are impossible. That Torbjorn or Roadhog or Orisa.
Do not hate on the Roadhog!
Yeah, but they can't sprint, though. I mean, they weigh 8,000 pounds. Sprinting means something differently to them. Okay, let's remember. So you have Hanzo, Genji, Lucio. These are fast guys. They don't need a sprint ability. Soldier 76, he's an old man. He, limps around the field. Unless he's sprinting, which he only does for short bursts. Don't take that away from him. Let him be special. He's barely a hero anymore. Remember? He didn't start this war. But he's damn well gonna finish it.
Okay. That's my favorite, what was it? Soldier 76 line ever. If you ever come to my house and my dad's playing, I'm so gonna ask him always to play that voice line. I love that one. But
well, we should probably back up. So when we play Overwatch, my main is, I play Soldier 76, and I play a decent amount of Bastion. Those are the guys I've just kind of taken to. Tom has two other mains. Who are your mains, Tom?
Junkrat and Roadhog!
Sorry to anyone who had their volume turned up. Let's not blow up the microphone.
Okay. I am sorry. I love Roadhog. I might go on a line trying to find a shirt that says Hog Forever.
Hog Forever. Is that going to be a tattoo you get there? What's happening here?
No, it's going to be a shirt.
That's good. That makes more sense. Yeah, you shouldn't be getting tattoos. You're too young. But, who do you like better, though? Junkrat or Roadhog?
Roadhog.
Now, are there, We can get into this, but there are certain maps that I prefer playing Bastion in, even though Soldier 76 might got it. What maps do you particularly like playing Roadhog in?
Roadhog is strong. I love his hook ability. But in places like L-I-O-S, I cannot say that.
Ilios? Greece?
I cannot say that.
Sure.
I play a stroke grab because it's a smaller space, and when my Riptide is ready, and since I love to kill, it's usually ready pretty fast. I don't have to go like that whole, like a very long way to get kills, but on like Lin Zhang Tower, I prefer to play as him. For two reasons. First, that was the first ever map I've ever played on. And
sentimental fate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, Roadhog is pretty cool. And if someone is on the point, since those are really small, I can hook someone away from the point, letting my team go and kill the remaining ones or just take the point while I handle the dude I hooked.
Sure. Now, do you find... So you're pretty good at using Junkrat's Riptide... Riptire in a crowded space.
Yes.
Do you think you have the same kind of control over Roadhog's Berserker, which I absolutely love because, I mean, anyone who just goes like a nut with their gunfire is fantastic. But do you think he's like accurate? Do you get good kill streaks when you're playing with him?
I do, but the Berserker, it's good. Yes, I get some kills with it. I think it could have been better, or just scrap that, or with the scrap gun and give him a whole vehicle.
What would you give him? What would you give him?
A primal rage, like they did for Torbjorn, do it for him.
And does Winston also has the primal rage too?
Well, I'm not talking like a primal rage. I'm just saying like a temporary time where he is invincible. Or, in the animated shorts, we see him driving around, like, this really cool motorcycle.
Yeah.
So, maybe, and since he's really good buddies with Junkrat, maybe do, like, that, and when you hit somebody, it blows up.
That would be a cool special team ult, if the game could figure it out somehow, when Junkrat and Roadhog are both in the game together, they could have a combo ult. Where, like, maybe Junkrat gets on, like, Roadhog's, like, shoulders. And, like, they run around blowing stuff up.
I would definitely pay for that. I would definitely pay for that update.
That's good. Let's see.
Well, no. Let me fix that. You would definitely pay for that.
Yeah. You pay for nothing. You pay for nothing. You're like a sponge. You don't have a job, so...
I have money.
You have money because I allowed you to. But, yeah, so, I don't know. I've played with Roadhog, I've played with Trucker, I just don't have the control over them. Like the idea,
He likes the more simpler characters. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why you like Bastion is because this is my dad's strategy all the time. Berserker leads into kamikaze, leads into death.
That's true with Soldier 76. I mean, I do like to run in blind, screaming at the top of my lungs, like in my living room while I play, like, as I go, but.
Then curse the dragon that kills me.
Oh, that Hanzo dragon. I have nightmares about the twin dragon. But, but I'm Bastion. I play with skill. I sit down on the payload, and I'm like, I'm fantastic. I'm playing the game, baby. But
Until like a Junkrat comes, blows you off the point, then his little team gathers.
Well, then my little robot body, like, you know, gets all the way back. Me and the bird, and like we all kind of saddle up, and we go run for it again.
Yeah,
I play much more control. That's my point. I play much more control when I'm playing Bastion than I play with Soldier 76.
Yes.
We also have different strategies. I play very whatever the mission is, especially payload missions. I'm always around the point. I'm trying to move the payload forward. Tom likes the roam, right? I think that's fair. You don't really have to stay in the lit square. You're a hunter.
Yes. No, I'm a super hunter.
Yeah, you'll get 22 kills. Like, one of them by accident will be an objective kill. Like, only because you were chasing someone and you happen to go through the point, you'll get a kill. But otherwise, it's just by the grace of God that happens. You know? Whereas I'll play with Bastion and I'll get 15 kills and 13 will be on objective. Like, it's just a different style. You're a hunter and I'm a plopper downer. Because the idea of running around the map just makes me exhausted. But, I think... Alright, so we're going to take a little break.
Now it's time for one of your questions.
That was my question. My question was about Rohan and Darkrai. So I think we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about
healers.
We went through this morning very scientifically assigning random numbers.
Well, no, we haven't done Zenyatta, so in this little
chat... She's not a healer, though.
Yes, she is.
She's a support person, but not a healer.
We did Symmetra, and she doesn't even heal.
I guess Zenyatta, she does do the orb. The orb of harmony.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes her better than...
Symmetra.
Right.
And we still have to test her out. So in this little gap, my dad's going to be editing, and I'm going to be playing as Zenyatta, and we will come back and tell you the test results.
Sounds good. All right. This is Mike, and this is...
Tom.
And we'll be back in a few minutes. Take care. Hey everyone, we're back again. It's Mike and it's
Tom.
And this is
Wingardium Gamesiosa. We are back and we have promised you that we will tell you our healer tournament. It was really fun. I got to test out a lot of cool healers, which I don't normally do.
Yeah, neither of us play healers ever. We all, it's funny.
When we were beginning, I made him try out Lucio, and he hated it.
Yeah, and I still do, I actually probably dislike Lucio more than any character in the game. I just find him obnoxious. His, yo, it's Lucio! And that whole vibe, his attitude, and you'll see from his scores, like, his skills are horrible. Like, I don't understand how people play with him as their main. Anyway, so we were talking last night, we were like, man, we should talk about healers, because it's something that we ignore until we need to be revived by one.
By
mercy. Or healed in a, in like a last-ditch effort as you're getting, like, mowed down. Like, I happen to play Soldier 76 and Bastion, both who can heal themselves. Tom plays Roadhog a lot, who also has a self-healing factor.
We're going to play, like, Junkrat, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm like 5 health. Where's my healer?
Yeah. You never realize how much you want a healer until you need one and they're not around. Or until you come around the corner and there's, like, a crumpled Mercy with her wings broken and busted on the floor because she's dead. That's probably one of the saddest things I think you can come on in Overwatch. A dead Mercy. Anyway, so the healers class is part of the support class of the game. We looked at Moira. We looked at Lucio. We looked at Mercy. We looked at Ana, Symmetra, even though she really has no healing power at all. But she's in the support class, so we looked at her today. Zenyatta, who does have a healing factor. So essentially we looked at all the support characters, 5 of the 6 of which have some kind of healing factor.
He was kind of mad that I wasn't doing Soldier 76 because he has a self-healing, but then I would try to the whole support right now.
Right, and yeah, Soldier 76 has a self-healing and he's an offense hero, but his healing factor heals whoever is in his circle when he launches it. So, I think he would probably score higher than... he definitely scores higher than Anna, who's in the sniper class in the healer class. Yeah, for healing. Anna definitely scores higher. She's got her little stupid healing bomb, which, great, but...
It has no accuracy.
Yeah, it's like throwing a Molotov cocktail. Like, she's literally throwing, like, a hand grenade. Get healed up! Like, okay. Anyway, so let's go through our scores. So, coming in a pitiful... So we judged the healers on 4 categories. Obviously,
yeah, I wanted to do 3, but he wanted to separate the ult from the overall attack.
Sure. Yeah, I did. I think that makes sense. I think there are people that play characters because of their ultimate separate and apart from every other thing else that they can do. And I think there are people who don't care about ultimates and just really like their main attacks. So, we judged on healing. We judged on...
Other ability.
Other's ability. We judged on their main gun, you know, their R2. And we judged on the ultimate. Out of 10 score, so the best you could do here was getting a 40. We won't ruin it for you who won, but we're going to start in last place.
Lucio. After that whole, introduction, you kind of knew that was coming. I hate playing as Lucio. My dad hated playing as Lucio. We despise Lucio, and I know a lot of people plays him, and probably people who are listening to this right now probably like him, and I'm sorry that I said that I don't like him. It's just that's our opinion. We just don't like him.
Yeah, I think most people don't like him. I think, if you gather 10 people, maybe one would be like, yo, 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 I love Lucio, and I would be like, you have to leave. You can't be here.
Yeah.
You need to go. We can't be friends.
And it's not that we're, being mean to anybody. It's just we despise Lucio, so we despise anybody who likes Lucio.
We don't despise them. We just don't want to be friends with them or talk to them or have anything to do with them in any way, shape, or form. Anyway, let's go on. So, under healing, actually, Lucio did okay as far as healing. I mean, he didn't do great. He was one of the lower scores, but it was definitely his best ability.
Yeah, because...
So, describe, Tom, why don't you describe his healing ability?
Because I was the one who played as him. I was the one who had to suffer.
And I'm going to eat a cookie while he's talking.
Yeah, you make cookies. It's good, and I like that he also gives a speed boost, and unlike Moira or Mercy... It's just a circle around him, so anyone inside the circle, your whole team could be inside the circle, and I'm like, I'll give you a speed boost, or a healing boost. And I like that you can switch the color, and that switches what it gives it. Orange is healing, and green is speed.
I think it's a yellow. Is it orange? I think it's yellow.
I think it's more of an orange.
I'm not sure about that. It's the not green one, but I think it's yellow.
Yeah.
So his healing circle is pretty cool. So as he goes around, if that's his selection... Anyone inside the circle is fine, but that assumes that you're going to be hanging out near Lucio, and that's kind of like having a death warrant. So we gave him a 7 out of 10, which, again, not horrible, but not great, and definitely not as good as some of the other healing factors. His main gun, we gave him a 5. We weren't impressed with this. Talk about his main gun, Tommy.
Okay, I'll just finish off your cookie.
We made cookies on the break. That's what we did. That's the magic of radio people. We make cookies. Anyway.
And I tested out some gum.
Well, I make cookies.
His gun, pretty cool. We had to take away from the 10 out of 10 because of how weak it is. But I at least convinced my dad to give him a 5 because he shoots 4 bullets.
You did. You like the 4 bullet burst.
Yes. I wish that they would do that with more characters.
Yeah, the one pull, one press, 4 bullet burst.
And it doesn't count. And he holds 20 bullets, but one burst, even though it shoots 4, it only counts as one.
Right.
Shoot. So, and I kind of like that, so that's why he gets a 5. If not, he would get a 3.
Yeah. But the actual effect of his bullet, though, is not terribly strong. It doesn't have great distance from what I remember, and it wasn't... You had to put a lot of rounds into someone to really take them down.
And the only time at his strongest is that little other ability, that little burst ability, which...
Sonic Blast?
Yeah, which kind of saves that category, because I tested out and found it's not just one player that can be affected by it. It can be a whole group... But that's only if they're bunched up together.
Yeah, and I think the kind of very specific circumstance that you have to use his Sonic Blast. We gave his main gun a 5, and we also gave his other ability a 5. Because
they're not that bad, but they're just terrible. Yeah.
There's so many other better options in the game to use. I just don't understand the draw here. I think no matter what category you're looking at...
I can understand him like being used as like a secondary, but as a like a main, no.
Yeah. Yeah, and he kind of goes back to in our first segment, we were talking about who needs a sprint boost. Lucio is a super fast character.
Yeah, he doesn't need a sprint boost.
He doesn't sprint. He's really fast out of the gate. But again, so is Genji. So is Hanzo. So is...
Soldier 76
on the sprint. So, yeah, Lucio's fast, but he's not the only fast character. So anyway, moving on to his ultimate. Tom, why don't you talk about his ultimate?
It's terrible. Now, I know it's like... and one of his abilities both amplify them. But, I mean...
Well, it gives it a shockwave blast, right?
Yeah. But it also amplifies healing for your team.
Only if you're inside the shockwave blast, though.
Yes, but if your enemy's inside of it, I'm pretty sure it, like, unlocks it out. I didn't get to do it that much, since he sucks, so I did not get many kills.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. If you're switched over on the yellow side, it just gives, a shockwave blast of healing, like a larger circle. Anyway, we're not fans of Lucio. He came in with a pathetic 22 out of possible 40, so let's just move on for him.
Yeah, well, Lucio...
Coming at number 5 was Symmetra, and again, Symmetra loses points here because she has a goose egg under healing. We were trying to do a healer's best healer's category, and she doesn't actually have a healing factor. She's got great defense.
Yeah, she has a defense matrix, which, in all honesty, I have actually used that to get player of the game.
Right, and so actually, she scores a lot higher than most other categories across the board, because she actually has a pretty strong gun and she's got strong, great defense. But the goose egg, the 0 she gets in healing. But then we give her a 9 in her gun. She's got the laser beam gun, which we're a big fan of. It's super strong.
Like most guns, they have to be in front of you. It just tracks them, so they can be like beside you and like a little bit to the angle, and the gun will be like, oh.
Right. Yeah, so you don't have to be like a super marksman, like if like you're a McCree or even Soldier 76, where you have to really dead-eye the shot to get the count.
Symmetra.
Being kind of close with Symmetra is going to get you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's super
and
strong.
You don't even have to really be close. You can be like 5 feet away from them and still get them.
Right. On her other powers, she's got the very cool turret setting up ability, the unlimited turret setting up ability, which when we played it, You were getting kills nowhere near. You were getting credit for kills nowhere near. You were like by the spawn point, and you were getting credit for kills that would set up earlier in the game.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
But she lost points because one shot, one kill, those things are weak as heck.
Yeah. Yeah, but unlike Torborg, though, you can set up as many as you want, though.
Yeah.
Right? There's a limit on his traps.
Well...
On his turrets that he sets up.
There is a limit, but you really don't notice it for two reasons. First of all, she gets 5 before you can stop. But no, I think it's 6. And it's like, you use one. Doof. 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 That's the actual speed. It just refills so fast.
Yeah.
That's like, you have endless turrets.
And for her ultimate, we're big fans of the teleporter.
Yeah.
Listen, there are some maps, especially when you're me.
And I like it because she has 2. The second one, we didn't get to test out, but I do know, I'm pretty sure what it is. She sets up like a barrier, like an actual like stronghold barrier.
Oh, she's one of the barrier characters. Well, that's consistent with the
logic. She's one of the barrier characters.
Yeah, but what I was gonna say on the teleporter is, I mean, if you've ever played Bastion or any of the slower characters, having a teleporter on a big map is a huge advantage, because it may take you 30 seconds to get back to wherever the action is if you're all the way on the other side. You know, if you're escorting a payload, towards the end, you're all the way by the other team's spawn point. You know, the teleporter could be a big time saver if you're trying to get in there before the end of the match.
But, I mean, it really... You can use it a lot if it's well hidden.
Well, sure. Yes, we played a game last night. Someone put the teleporter dead in the middle of Objective A.
And I got to use it twice and then I blew it.
Yeah, I mean, even if they're not looking for the teleporter, it's going to get killed in just a crossfire of trying to take the point or defend the point. So that's a hard... People that are playing with Symmetra, hide your teleporters. That's the point. That's what we're trying to tell you. That's our public service announcement. Hide your teleporters. Defend them, people. Don't make it so easy to destroy. Us slow characters, us bastions of the world, we rely on them. So
bastions and roadhogs, obviously.
And roadhog, yeah. Also not physically fit or terribly fit. So Symmetra comes in with actually a great 27 out of 40, which is fantastic considering this is a healer's test, and she has no healing abilities. She's actually a pretty good character, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Someone worth playing as a regular character has nothing to do with healing. So, big fan of Symmetra, actually, after doing this, which is funny because I always kind of ignored her. But I would consider using her, not as my main, because I'm just not used to it, but...
I'd consider her in the past. Like, I've gotten killed by her before because she's because her gun's very strong and it doesn't take that much to kill someone. But, I mean, after this, I'm looking at her in a whole new light.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so coming in at number 4 on our list of top healers is Anna, who is in the support class, but is a sniper.
One of the three snipers.
So it's what, Anna, Widowmaker, and...
Hanzo.
Hanzo's considered a sniper?
Yeah.
He kills me from wherever he is on the map. He doesn't need to be in a sniping position.
No, his dragons kill
him. Why'd you have to bring them up? I wake up in cold sweats thinking that the twin dragons are coming after me. Anyway, so let's get to Anna's healing. So she's got, like we talked about before, Anna's got the bomb. It's like a healing bomb, which if you have her in a good sniping position, can be useful. And actually, when Tom was playing earlier today, he was able to help out a teammate. He was up in a sniper's position.
Yeah, there was like a jump grab mixing it up, and I was like, "Oh, you need healing."
Yeah, and literally threw a bomb down on him. It snapped, and you know, gave him a healing condition.
Yeah, and it does a lot of healing.
Yep.
But it has no accuracy. It's like a 1 out of 10. But if you do hit them, it'll like heal them from like a 1 per. I was gonna say 5, but then I was gonna say 1 since. Like, from a 1 to a 4, kind of thing.
Right, I agree. Doesn't have a lot of accuracy. My other complaint is it doesn't have a really wide radius.
Yeah,
like,
even
Lucio has a decently big circle that he's riding up on. But
and he's terrible.
He's terrible. But, so he actually scores higher than Anna on our little poll here because that... the limited radius and the kind of scatter shot. I'm not really sure where this is going to go. So we gave her a 6 in healing, but she does pretty good in the other categories, so overall she actually has a decent score. So why don't you talk about her main gun?
Her main gun is a old-fashioned sniper rifle, kind of new tech. Not really. It only shoots one bullet.
But it's got a good scope, though.
Yeah. It also goes well if you are able to get one of her Z darts on somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to kill a Reaper, and he was like trying to duck behind the thing, so I jumped down, Z darted him, ran up, and just like banged over. Gone!
Right, because the Z dart hit him and it fell out of her sniping scope. She actually had to go down and finish it off, kind of in person, which is not ideal. But if you could land the Z-Dart and still keep them on the map where you can see them...
It's perfect.
It's great. It's actually a great 1-2 combination. Z-Dart right into a classic sniper, and probably not as horrible a backstory as Widowmaker, who I think has probably one of the more evil stated backstories in the game. Gandhi, man. Gandhi. Like, that's
not her backstory. I'll tell you.
I mean, she was brainwashed, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to feel bad for her. She's a cold stone killer.
She got kidnapped, got brainwashed. Her husband saved her, but in her sleep, she killed her husband. Then the Sim Assassins torture her by slowing down her heartbeat. That's why she's blue, and that's why she's evil. And that's why she pairs up with Reaper and Song.
Yeah.
I'm done.
She's still a cold stone killer. So we gave her a 7 on her for her sniper rifle, We gave her an 8 on the Z-Dart. We were big fans of the Z-Dart, but she doesn't really have anything else. She's got the Z-Dart.
She does, and the Z-Dart doesn't have that good of a name.
Yeah, you kind of have to put it right in the...
I got lucky when I got that.
Right, you
got
to make your shots count. You know, you don't have unlimited ammo here. You don't even have a 20 clip.
You really got one bullet
and make it count, which is what it is to be a sniper. So, it's a very specific skill set, I think, that you have to practice. But, if you practice it, you'd probably be a great A-tier team, especially on certain maps that have a really high purchase.
Like King's Row.
A lot of places.
King's Row is like made for Widowmaker and Honor because there are a lot of like places you can actually stand, but there's like no bridges. So if you're a Widowmaker, you can just grapple, or if you're an Honor, you can try and jump. Since she actually has a pretty decent high jump.
We gave Anna 7 on her ultimate. Do you remember what it was? I can't remember.
Yeah, I do. It amplifies abilities. For her team.
Oh, okay, so she goes, like, across the team.
Yeah, so when you normally hear it, it's usually followed up by a tank. Because it amplifies them.
Great. Well, so Anna comes in fourth with a total score of 28 out of 40. So we're getting up there. I mean, we started at 22 in Lucio, so we've made a nice jump to Anna coming in at 4.
Lucio, so much.
Number 3, we're at Zenyatta.
Zenyatta.
Zenyatta. Open up yours. So we gave her an 8 for her Orb of Harmony, which we're fans of. We're fans of the Orb of Harmony. You'll see, I don't think we like it as much as we like Mercy's healing ability. But as far as, it's a very nice thing if you're playing a game and you're in a map and all of a sudden... And all of a sudden, you're getting healed up because you've received the Orb of Harmony. Orb of Harmony.
Harmony.
Words of
you.
The Orb of Harmony. It's nice if you're on a map and you get the orb. You know, and you didn't really expect it because you didn't see her around anywhere, and all of a sudden it hits you. So she gets an 8 from us on that.
Her Orb of Discord. I've been hit with the Orb of Discord many times, and I know it's doing something to me, it's making me weaker, but it's barely does.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I bet you to a Lucian be like, why am I so weak?
Yeah, well, it's because you're weak to begin with, me too. But I know it's Soldier 76 when the Orb of Discord hits and I'm playing. It barely affects me. The character itself has a generated, like, voice line of, damn it, you know, but, like, relax, dude, it doesn't really affect you anyway. So as far as other abilities go, we gave it a 6 for the Orb of Discord. But let's go back to her main gun though, which are the orbs, the 7 orbs that she's got a clip of, like, what, 20 orbs?
20.
Yeah, 20 orbs. They're actually pretty strong.
But I actually talked to them, the actual number is 10, but it gives her 20.
But, alright. Tommy's having an aneurysm over here. But when she makes contact with them, though, it's pretty strong.
And she has that charge ability. And I was, like, jamming in a Moira, use it one shot, one kill.
Right, right. So what I think it's L1 button is...
L2.
Okay, if you hold down the L2, it takes out 5 orbs and it launches them in one large kind of blast, which increases the power level. To give them, but I think
to get it at full, though, it takes out 5 of your ammo.
That's what I meant, 5 of your ammo. Yeah, five of orbs. I was referring to orbs as
well. Yeah, but it takes 5 of her ammo even though it shoots 3 bullets.
For her ultimate, we gave her an 8. Why don't you talk about her ultimate? I was making the cookies, so I didn't actually get to play with her.
It's pretty strong, does nothing, but it makes you invulnerable, it makes you faster, and it heals nearby enemies. So it's, nearby allies.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
I agree. Like Symmetra, these are characters, you know, you see them on a map, you never really pay attention to them. They don't
You get mowed down, and you're like, where are you?
I don't know if I've actually ever had that experience, but yeah.
I have many times.
I have I'm glad we did this because I have a new respect for these two characters that I didn't really ever consider or think about before. But they're actually pretty useful, and I could see why people play with them so much. So Zenyatta comes in at 29, but coming in at number 2 is probably the character that I changed my opinion about the most after seeing her in action, because I...
But it's also more down by her image.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely on the bad guy side, but... So we're talking about Moira. Moira comes in a strong number 2, really, really close to the top spot. In the end, we went with, you know, the one person we haven't mentioned yet, which I'm sure you can probably guess, but we'll get to that in a second. But Moira really impressed us.
And I like her healing ability, because unlike some people, you have to target them to heal them. With Moira, healing spray.
So on her healing, we actually gave her a 7. We called it limited. That's because of the spray.
Because it is limited, and it recharges really a lot slower than it does when you're healing. When you're, like, take, like, a rule at home, take a ruler, and that's the gauge. Now take away 5, and take away 5, like, inches, and that's how fast, and once you get to the bottom, that's how fast Moira's healing spray is up. Then go, like, by every, then recharge it by, like, going every centimeter, and that's how slow. Then take
right.
2
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying...
Go every centimeter, and that's how much it takes for it to recharge.
Sure, if you're not sure what Tom's talking about, when she's using her healing spray, there's a meter in the center of the screen that's almost like a heads-up display where it drains really fast and then takes forever to refill.
Yes.
Right. It's one of those on-screen
meters. And I don't like her because to attack, you attack with L2, but she attacks with her right hand. To heal, you heal with R2, but she does it with her left hand, which makes no sense to me. She's the only person in the game that does that, that you actually attack with L2. I'm so unused to it because I play a
that
lot of...
That really did confuse me today.
I play, like, a lot of shooter games, and it's always R2.
Yeah, you're R2 specific. Definitely. Yeah. And that was supposed to be... And you made a great point.
And I was, like, heading at someone, and I'm like, oh, I should kill them. Why am I shooting you?
And you made the
way to be different, Moira.
Well, I like that you made a point actually this morning when you were playing it, when you were going on your rant then about the reverse of the buttons. You have to use L2 for her main gun.
But she attacks with her right
hand.
But
on screen, it's her right hand throwing it. That makes no sense. I agree with you. It makes no sense. I don't know why they switched it. That being said, her main gun, though, we were really impressed with, though.
It does a lot of damage.
It does a lot of damage. And it's unlimited, too.
Yeah.
It's got the unlimited...
It makes sense. It's her hand.
Sure.
It's like a pin.
Yeah, so that's really, I think, what impressed me the most today was how strong she was. I've been against her in games, but I never, again, I get killed so often that it's hard to keep track, but watching her
and
using her...
And we get killed by the bouncy ball of death a lot.
Which brings us to her other. We gave the bouncy balls of death and her teleport, which are her two other abilities.
Her teleport is terrible.
Her teleport is kind of pointless, and I think that affected her overall score.
Yeah.
The bouncy balls of death, if they get you, suck. But you can also dodge them pretty good, though, too.
Yes, but if you're in, like, a room and you run into them, and that follows you, it can just bounce off the walls coming back at you.
Yeah.
And that's why we call it the bouncy ball of death.
I think that's a perfect name. They should have actually used that in the official game. And for her ultimate, she's got the focus beam...
It doesn't do a lot of damage, and it's too focused. Like, that's why I like the Berserker of Roadhog. You can move it around and still, like, hit two people. With Moira, it's like, oh, you're over there? Oh, no, you're over there?
You can't see
where,
it, the time
where
he's
are you?
Dancing around the room pretending he is Moira throwing his beam around. It's actually pretty funny. It's like Tony Stark is having an aneurysm with his Iron Man glove.
Yes.
So Moira comes in at a tight 30. She gets a 7 and 8, a 7 and an 8. So, again, really impressed with Moira, more so than before today. Still wouldn't play her. Still hate her backstory. Still think she is a bad guy. And I play Overwatch. I'm on Team Winston, man. Like, hashtag Team Winston. I want to be a hero.
Yes.
You know, he says, well, are you with me?
Yeah.
Team Winston's all like, oh, Winston, are you with me? Yeah, Winston, I'm with you. You know who's not?
Moira.
Moira's not with you.
But to be fair, Overwatch was the kind of, was the thing that made her evil, because she would just be a normal scientist if Overwatch hadn't restricted her, made her studies illegal, but it, they did the right thing because, I mean, she was experimenting on living things.
Right.
So
they tried to, they were using her.
Yeah.
She was in the employee. If you're not familiar with her backstory, she was, she worked for Overwatch. She was in it. She was a scientist for Overwatch, but eventually they felt like they couldn't control her and her experiments anymore and cut her loose. She went to the dark side, for, you know, lack of a better word, and started doing kind of hideous, really dark experiments on humans, enhancing them, and, you know what, had a, had a waiting list of people that were willing to have this stuff done to her. And I think some of the super enhanced enemies you actually see in
like
Overwatch, or characters you see,
Sombra.
Right.
Probably done by her.
Yeah, she's kind of the henchman, evil scientist of the bad side guys.
Or
of
Blackwatch. You actually see their logo for like a split second and it's Blackwatch.
Yeah. You know, Moira's kind of the scientist that's making that all happen on her side. So yeah, not a fan of her. Would play with her. Definitely have a newfound respect for her. Anyway, so that brings us to our
number
final
one.
Healer with a bullet. Not a big surprise here. She's the queen of the healers. She's the one, if you're on group chat and you're playing Overwatch, where is
Mercy?
Heaven, mercy, mercy, help me.
Oh, by the way, shout out to, like, the best Mercy ever, Moon Mandy. We are sorry we have died.
Yeah, Tom and I have both come across really good Mercies playing Moon Mandy. That's the handle of one of them, though. She really know how to
This is what it was. We died one time, she revived us. We died a second time, she revived us. We died a third time, she's nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Moon Mandy, we are sorry we kept dying.
Yeah, I think we wore her out. I think we broke her revival power. Anyway, so let's get into her. So we gave Mercy a 9 out of 10 for her healing ability. Not her revival ability, like her straight healing ability.
I thought I was going to give her a 10 out of 10, but it's kind of bad because, like with Moira, you don't have to focus on one person, but unfortunately, with the queen, you have to focus on one person.
I like this. I like calling her the queen. It makes it feel all more royal. And it leaves her really vulnerable, too. That's the problem with Mercy, is when she's...
And also when she's reviving, because...
Well, yeah, we haven't got to that yet, but yes, when she's doing her thing, when she's, like, you know, bringing back the dead,
yeah,
or
she's doing the
saving
Moon
my
Mandy
butt because, you know, Bastion's just caught up in it, and I need her, you know, giving me lifeline. She's extremely vulnerable. This is why you find so many dead, broken-winged Mercies laying, like, on the point. It's because...
And it's really sad because she's a symbol of hope.
Yes, she is. So it is sad when you see the symbol of hope in a mangled mess, dead in the void.
Yes.
But we gave her a 9 out of 10. If not for the vulnerability, I think she gets a perfect score here.
Yeah.
Not to say that girlfriend can't hold it down like her own self. Like, her gun's pretty strong. We gave her a gun an 8.
When I was testing her before my dad came out of bedroom, I killed a Bastion 3 times, a Hanzo 2 times, a Reaper 4 times.
With a Mercy.
Yes.
Yeah, she's great. She's got an accurate gun. If you're into the handgun characters, your Soldier 76s, your McCrees, your Reapers, Mercy's right in that gang, and she's got a strong bullet. She's got a 20-clip gun, and when she makes contact,
she is strong.
Yeah, it does some real damage. So we gave her an 8 out of that. Or other abilities. Well, you know, so she's got two other abilities. her revival, which we've been talking about, which is definitely part of her healing.
I think the other abilities are limited because when you want to give someone a shield line or a power-up line, if you're in pistol form, you can't do that. You have to have the staff.
Right, well, again, this goes back to her revival ability is like her healing ability.
Yeah, her revival and her flying ability, you can do it in any form, but her power-up blast and her healing blast, you have to have the staff.
Which leaves her even more vulnerable than she already is when she's engaged in those kinds of activities. She has no gun that she can switch to easily. So it costs her a point.
She has a gun she can switch to easily. Like, here's what I mean. If there's someone over there who needs healing, and I'm in my pistol form, I can't heal them in my pistol form. I have to switch back to my staff and use my power up line.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get it. But, it didn't affect her overall score terribly because...
She can still fly and revive Major Pistol.
And you cannot underestimate how important that revival ability is so often in a campaign.
Moon Mandy, we respect you.
I feel like Tom maybe has a little crush on Moon Mandy.
No, I have a crush on Tracer.
And I'm sure Tracer has a crush on you. The revival ability is just too damn good to give it any lower than a 9. It's if you're coming in at the end of a match, either you're moving a payload or defending a payload, or you're trying to protect a point, having her on point, there's no more common comment on the game chats, on the group chats, where is Mercy? Like, you need a team that has a Mercy, and you need a team that has a Mercy that knows what she's doing. If you have a Mercy that knows what she's doing, you're going to win 9 out of 10 times, I think. If you have a good Mercy who knows what they're doing, you're going to win 9 out of 10 times. Her category is her ultimate, which is the free fly. Separate than her flying where she zooms to the person that she's going to work on, she's got her free fly where she zooms up in the air. We gave that a 6.
Because there's no control over it. She goes in the direction you're facing.
Even with the free fly? The free fly,
yeah,
when you did it before, it was so jerky, like, you couldn't really control what she was doing.
Yeah, it was going in the direction of where I was pointing at.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah, too much control.
When I looked down, she was like, free fly!
Right, and it's not like... And while her gun is strong, she's not, like, Farrah strong when she's in the air. So Farrah in the air is, like, you know, rains from the sky. Like, she's no joke. She's no joke. I've probably died by Farrah in the sky more than any other character, except for maybe the Twin Dragons of Hanzo, than in the game. Farrah in the sky is no joke. Mercy doesn't bring that same kind of terror.
In the sky.
So she lost a lot of points there, so she comes in at a 6 on that. But overall, Mercy comes in at a solid 32 out of 40, and by far is our number one healer in Overwatch.
Yes, and this is pretty accurate.
I think so. I think if you ask most people, their lists are going to probably match our list.
Yeah, the queen is always on the top of it.
I think the queen is always on the top. I think you're right. Soldier 76, I think, definitely needs some love. But okay, fine, he's not a healer. But he definitely can heal up the group. Group, heal up with me. God, I'm such a fanboy for Soldier 76.
Yeah,
I'm the president of his fan club. I have a jacket that says 76 on it.
And I'm going to get a shirt that says Hog Forever.
You should. Your birthday's coming up, so maybe we'll do that. But so this has been the first episode. We are almost at an hour here. This has been our first episode of Wingardium Games Yosa. I hope you had fun hanging out with us and listening to us talk about Overwatch.
We have one more segment.
I think we're going to keep that for another day, because we're pretty much at an hour already, and that's a pretty long podcast to ask people to listen to.
Okay.
But I think for a first outing, I think this was pretty good. You know,
yeah,
we got some bugs. I think we have some exciting stuff we're going to do. We're going to, over the next couple of episodes, we're going to try and... get some games, some question and answer games for each other to play.
And my May conspiracy theory.
Yes, definitely stay tuned for our next episode, which will feature heavily Overwatch and what Tommy sees as May Well, I don't want to give it away, but May figures heavily into Tommy's overall Overwatch conspiracy theory on what's really happening Overwatch inside and out. So you definitely want to come back for that. This has been Wingardium Gamesiosa. I've been Mike.
I've been Tom.
And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night. Bye.